I know, Dakota. Hello. How are you? You come sit right here by me. Here we go. Oh, wonderful. We have some excitement in the room today. Wow. I see hugging going on back there. I see people loving to say hello. That is a wonderful thing. All right. We'll get everybody settled and taken care of. Good job, everybody. I think we've got some happy people up here. We've got some happy people back there, too. Hey, I brought with me a heart today. A giant heart. A giant paper heart that is very, very smooth. And we all have hearts, don't we? Mm-hmm. Hearts that beat and spread the blood around our bodies and keep us healthy, right? And sometimes we talk about a heart that we have with feelings, too. Do you have a heart that has happy feelings and sometimes maybe sad ones, too? Mm-hmm. Well, I have a book that you may have read before. It's called Chrysanthemum.
I know that book.
You know that book. It's so good. And if we had time, we'd read the whole thing. But basically, Chrysanthemum has this beautiful long name, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah,
Chrysanthemum. And it's a flower name. And she's very happy. She has a wonderful, happy heart. And then in the story, some other kids start making fun of her name and her. They hurt her feelings. Is that what you were saying? Oh, it is terrible. They say, oh, your name is too long. Your name is a flower. Oh, I don't like you. I don't want to play with you. Oh, dear. And when they said these things, it hurt her heart. Oh, my goodness. And when she came home, her mom and dad said, oh, no, you're beautiful. Your name fits you perfectly. You're special. You're wonderful. We love you dearly. And they smoothed out her broken heart. But could you still see the wrinkles? Yes. Sometimes in life, other people say things to us, or sometimes we say things to other people that crunch up and hurt each other's hearts. Isn't that sad? Oh, dear. I don't want to say things that would hurt people's hearts, because no matter how we try to smooth out a heart that's been crinkled, it still has wrinkles in it. Whoever made up that saying, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me, they didn't know what they were talking about, did they? Because words can hurt. So this morning, I want us to think about all of the things that we say, whether we're little people or big people, can wrinkle hearts, and it's hard to smooth that out. I have something to put on the inside that says, before you speak, think and be smart. It's hard to fix a wrinkled heart. Jesus wants us to speak kind and loving words. So can we remember that today? Let's fold our hands and pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you give us abundant life. You give us loving hearts, and you fill us with your abundant love. Help us to speak with kindness and love that you fill our hearts with. Help us remember that we are your people and your ambassadors of love to others. Help us speak with kindness. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.